The Warriors host the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday night at Oracle Arena upon wrapping up their three-game road trip in Atlanta on Friday night in a matchup against the Hawks, where Kevin Durant set the tone early, powering his way to a 28-point evening, while Stephen Curry with 4 three-pointers, finishing with 28 points as well before a right ankle tweak ended his night in the third. Nick Young added 16 points off the bench as the Warriors take a close one to improve to 13-1 against the East on the road thus far, 114-109 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Kind of status and update on
Steph? Precautionary. You know, he was he tweaked his ankle. It was his right ankle. He was limping a little bit, and he wanted to stay in, but we didn't want to let him stay in just because of the potential for it to get worse.
How did the conversation go? Because he came back into the second quarter really good, and then he started that second half. Just how'd that?
Started early third, I guess. Chelsea tapped me on the shoulder, said, looks like he's limping a little bit. I watched him and I agreed with her, and then the next time out we talked to him. He wanted to stay, and Chelsea said, no, let's not risk it.
Coach, it seems like every time you guys play the Hawks, Coach, but he always matches up well with you guys. What do you think it is about his scheme that, you know, just fits so well?
He's a great coach, and they always play hard against us, and everybody gets up for us. You know, every team we play, can't wait to tee it up against us, and they made a lot of shots tonight. They played hard, and I thought they were great, and I thought they outplayed us most of the night, actually.
Iguodala obviously has kind of the game-winning steal. I mean,
yeah.
Just good to see him kind of get one of those.
That's a hell of a play. I mean, that is an attacking defensive play. Pretty impressive, you know, just to basically take the ball from Kent and go down and finish the game. That was amazing.
I know you talked about you trust he's going to be there when it matters, but has it been good to see him 5 straight games out of the break, really have 5 strong games?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he looks great. He's bouncy and he's moving around and he's feeling good. You can tell he's feeling good, and he was great again tonight, so it's a great sign.
Steve, we've obviously seen Steph do this, but particularly on a night with the ankle, what was the key of him being so efficient with?
He was just doing what he always does, you know. He was being aggressive, and he started making shots, and our guys were going to him.
Two stretches that seemed to really kind of key the win was the start of the second quarter without Steph or KD, I think 10-0 run, and the start of the fourth, 11-3. Are those maybe the two stretches you point to?
Yeah, and then it was disappointing. I thought we had several opportunities to stretch it out and really bury them, and we just couldn't do it. But they made big plays. I give them credit, and they kept hanging around, but those were good stretches for us.
And after the Warriors face the Nets on Tuesday night, the San Antonio Spurs visit Oracle Arena on Thursday before the Warriors hit the road again for games at Portland and Minnesota. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.